goes it, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the How We Do Podcast, a self-help podcast from the beautiful state of the state that you're in this week. I am Ian, that's my name, and with me as always my sidekick partner in crime, Kyle.
Kyle, thank you, that is my name as well.
Mm-hmm. And this week it's just us again. That's right, you get a special treat. This is the unedited How We Do Podcast after dark.
Yes.
This is the sweet dark fuzzy times is what this is for.
Gage has succumbed to his yoga injuries.
Uh-huh.
He's not able to be here this
he's
week.
He's fallen apart. Yeah. His heart got too opened, mm-hmm. some would say.
Yeah.
And it's fallen all over. It's a mess.
Or stolen. We don't know.
The gypsy Jews took it.
Yeah. Just came back and finished the job.
They sneaked him up. So yeah, just me and Kyle this week. It's going to be a pretty wild week, might mm-hmm. I say. We're recording this within 24 hours of it going up.
So that's a fun little behind the scenes, yeah. Peek behind the kimono a little bit.
It's actually 12 hours before it comes up, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe less.
Lucky for you all, Kyle's the one editing this one, yeah. So it's not going to be my problem. I get to get a good night's sleep, and mm-hmm. Kyle gets to stay up real late and edit many things tonight.
And you know what? That's fine. I'm okay with that. That's totally fine.
That's the trade off of the job. You know, it's the tail of the tape, mm-hmm. as they say in the UFC. This is Kyle's tail of the tape.
Mm-hmm. My stats aren't very good, but they're there.
You're gonna be so sleepy. How are you supposed to activate in? How are you supposed to activate in the octagon with this tail of the tape that makes you so sleepy?
You have to fight through the sleepiness. You
got to punch the sleep out.
That's when you're the strongest. It's when you're so sleepy that you don't know what you're doing.
And you just don't feel.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't feel those kicks and punches in your brain. You just feel okay. And you just punch the sleep out.
Yeah, punch it out.
The other guy's just as sleepy as you are, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can have a thumb wrestling fight and see who's the sleepier one.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
And the loser gets tucked in. The
loser gets a full tuck.
Mm-hmm.
One full tuck. One full tuck under the bed. Because he's dead now. He gets dirt time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It is now the end of September. It is officially the first day of October.
It is.
It's time to wake up Green Day.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready to move forwards. It's winter time, baby. I am so excited for Oxnober.
Oxnober?
Yeah, because I just love snow.
What are the is there a possibility that we will get snow in October?
Oh, I hope. We can check too. Real quick.
Okay.
But what other names are you leaning towards, Kyle, for this wonderful month that doesn't have anything special in it? Because the next best holiday is, as everybody knows, is Thanksgiving and then Christmas.
Yep, everybody knows. I have Oktbrober.
That's...
you visibly shuddered at that.
That's so cool.
So that's a no, I feel like.
You know when you breathe in liquids?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did with my whole spit.
Okay.
I had a whole spit in my mouth and I breathed it. I tried to vape my spit through no modulars.
That should be illegal. They should ban that.
It's a bad bit.
I don't know how I feel about Oktbrober. It feels very bad in the mouth.
You know, it's not terrible. Mm-hmm. Oktbrober. It's kind of hard to get that T out. Oktbrober.
You kind of have to omit the T.
Yeah, it's a silent T. Mm-hmm. October. Oktbrober. Mm-hmm. I could see that. What about Oxlober? Just take it slow. You know, why are you speeding through it all the time? Just take it slow. Oxlober.
I like that, but I feel like that may have been one in the past.
Was it?
Maybe.
Well, shit.
I still like it.
What about Oktmober? Just mow that dang grass. One more time before the snow hits.
Yeah, that's it. You have to seal in the green grass.
Yeah, you just seal Oktmober.
Mm-hmm. I also have Oktdefober.
Ooh. That's very good. Willem Oktfober.
So, Spider-Man 1.
Very good.
That's the only William Dafoe movie I can think of. Willem Dafoe, I'm sorry.
Sir Willem Dafoe. he's in all three of them as a shadow man.
He is in all three of them.
And he's also in John Wick.
He is,
and
yep.
Also, he's a confused man in Saints Row. Nope. That's not the movie. Brothers Saints. Saints Brother... The one with Norman Reedus, and they're Irish, and they shoot boys a lot.
Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints.
Okay.
Definitely not Saints Row, but it could be. I can see where you could get that mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good movie. I've never seen it, but I hope to one day see it, maybe.
Apparently he was an Aquaman as well. So, you know, both sides of the Marvel DC coin,
well,
I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who was he in Aqualad? Oh, let's find out. Aqualad?
That would be... Oh, I would watch those movies.
Oh, I wish he was wearing a small Speedo. A small Speedo and a nice little tank tee.
Oh, wow. This sounds like a Star Trek character. Nudis Vulko.
Nudis Vulko.
Yes.
Oh, that's a very sweet name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you know what he's doing that whole movie.
A sweet name for a sweet boy.
Wearing nothing the whole movie.
Oh, he's just all Johnson. He's just slinging brain. That's okay. We don't mind that. More power to our sweet boy.
Mm-hmm.
So I like Octofober.
Octofober.
I'm feeling Octofober. Let's keep it true to the lore.
Okay.
The lore of the show. Rest in peace, never forget.
Never forget. It is Octofober 1st, and it's International Day of Older Persons.
So all you old people, what are you doing? What are you doing? Scooting around in your little scooters, playing bingo?
Whatever you're doing, we're going to honor you today.
We honor you. We honor everything you do. You like old soup? You like old soup because your teeth are all bad and fell out when you're young? Well, guess what? We love soup too. You get souped all day. Soup's on us.
Yeah. This is how we bond. This is how we bridge the baby boomer gap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is how
soup,
we heal.
You get free soup on us. Love you, G-Unit and Peepaw. What do you call your grandparents, Kyle?
Oh,
I know this isn't National Grandparent Day, but they're
not.
Old
it's not. So, Maw and Pop is one of them.
Maw and Pop.
Maw and Pop is my dad's side.
Okay.
And my mom's side is Mammy and Papa.
That's very good.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. What about you?
Mine's just Grandma and Papaw.
Papaw?
Papaw. Okay. And then my dad is Peepums,
mm-hmm.
Sticking true to the lore. Thank you. Rest in peace.
Thank you.
And then my mom is Mimi.
Okay.
Yeah. So I wanted to call her Meemaw, but she did not like that.
No?
No. No, she was very against Meemaw. I don't know why.
I feel like Meemaw and Papaw are very good names.
I was saying Meemaw and Peepaw.
Mm-hmm.
But I also call my dad Peepo.
Oh, okay.
So I don't. There, he has a lot of names.
Mm-hmm. Interchangeable.
Mm-hmm. And then my mom's side, before they were dead, it was Pap Pap, and I never met my grandma on her side, so she doesn't get a name. Sorry.
Make up a name.
Mommy.
Mommy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Oh, I miss you, Mommy. She probably would hate me.
No.
No?
Don't say that. It's also National Fire Pup Day.
Oh, sweet. Well, as with any tradition, it all started with the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And a pup was in it. And he ran out and saved all the children. And that's Fire Pup Day.
So did the pup start the fire?
That's undecided.
Okay.
There wasn't, back then, there was not enough evidence to put him in prison for a long time.
So they it was just a hung said, jury.
Yeah. It was more of just, well, you saved them, so I guess, you know.
Yeah.
If you did the crime, your time was saving them. You timed it well. And that was how, that's all the whole fire pup. Also, I used to call Dalmatians Oreo dogs because we had a dog that lived across the street. Mm-hmm. Well, a house down that ate all of our kittens, and his name was Oreo, and he was the Dalmatian.
So have you eaten Oreos since? Or, well, or you can't because of pain?
That's why I don't like the creamy bits.
Okay.
I don't like the hard cookie outside shell.
Okay.
That and Pongo from 101 Dalmatians.
Right, right. So I have a question about fire pups.
Hmm.
Does every fire station need a dog in order to like function as like a volunteer or like firehouse?
Well, the dog is the silent chief.
Okay.
You see, he's worked his way up the ranks. He's mm-hmm. now he, that's why he always that's why he doesn't have to do anything. He watches. He's got a stern eye, and he's keeping the fire at bay with just his glares, because okay. that's how hard he's worked to get there.
Mm-hmm.
The other men that are much weaker than the guard than the fire pup
mm-hmm.
have to obey him. He feeds them. He goes out and gets the kill and brings it back and feeds his little fire pups.
You know what this sounds like? This sounds like the Dark Brotherhood from Skyrim.
Well, it kind of is, I guess.
The dog is a listener.
Yeah, he's a listener, okay?
Yeah.
That's good. I've never understood why they needed a dog.
I don't either.
It's never made any sense to me.
And why, like, what's
that dog doing?
I don't know.
And why a Dalmatian? Yeah, why?
I don't know.
Are they just good with smoke?
Maybe. You can see them through the smoke very well, yeah. Maybe.
They can just lead you to fires by smelling the smoke. Fires this way, Captain.
And then bloodhounds do that with blood.
Yeah,
so,
they smell blood, and then they're like, AD, and then they go find you.
They're very good in the water.
Oh, this is HIV. Sharks, yeah. They're shark dogs. Oh, bloodhound. If you get blood in the dirt, they swarm. Like a school of dogs. Fire pups.
It's a school of dogs.
That's cool. That's a good day.
It's also National Fruit at Work Day.
I'm so glad to see that this is more accepted now.
It wasn't before?
Well, not pre-2018, I don't think.
Mm.
I ate a whole can of fruit today for lunch. Okay. Whole can of peaches. Just by myself. Didn't drink the juices, though. A lot of sugar in the juices, you know?
Yeah,
it's very syrupy. I'm not a big syrup boy. We got king syrup, and I don't eat that.
Oh my god, king syrup's so good.
It's such a bad time.
It's thick.
It is. It's too thick, some would say. Oh, so I've heard good. It said that way.
It's very good.
I've heard people say on the streets, man, that king syrup's so thick, I can't even get it in my gob.
GD right it is.
Well,
that's what makes it so good.
Is the thickness?
It's the thickness. You're going to choke on it.
Is that how you have to enjoy it? You have to choke it to enjoy it?
Yeah.
I've heard that before. I've heard that phrasing one time in my past.
Would not like to discuss where, but
if
I have heard
choking,
it.
You're choking, you're not liking it. Heard that one too many times.
Yeah, fruit seems to be very sugary.
It's so sugary.
Yeah.
Why is there so much sugar in my fruit?
Some people like top it with sugar as like additional sugar.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Like, who needs more sugar fruit than sugar? Especially grapefruit.
Oh, yeah, grapefruit.
You see people eat grapefruit, they just pour sugar on it. It's like, you're not really enjoying that fruit, are you? Mm-mm. Why are you eating it?
It's bad fruit.
Why are you eating that fruit if you're just going to dump other things on it?
I'd like a diet grapefruit, please.
Yeah, I'll take a grapefruit. Hold all the sugar, please. Hold the diabetes.
But, like, I think because it's healthy, it's just like, yeah, it's a lot of sugar. It doesn't matter, but it's fruit. So, you know, go wild.
That's fair, I guess. You got to balance it out. Remember, were you one of those kids that when you would get, like, Cheerios, you would just pour sugar on them?
Oh, yeah.
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 All the time. They're like, this is healthy cereal, so I can add a little bit of sugar to it. And then, you know, it's 7 pounds later of sugar. I'm sitting there, like, in a coma from my diabetic seizure shock.
Or, like, Rice Krispies. I would do that with Rice Krispies. I put a lot of sugar on Rice Krispies.
Already sugar.
They're not, though.
Oh, wait.
Regular Rice Krispies.
Not Rice Krispies treats. Gotcha.
Correct.
There is a difference.
There is a difference.
I always forget that. I always think Rice Krispies. I'm like, Rice Krispie treats? Dang. That's a lot of schnugs.
Yeah.
Well.
And then when you get down to, like, the last, like, I don't know, drink of milk, it's very sugary.
Oh, that
it's
last
all,
sip?
It's all sugar.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah. I love the last sip. If you're not a last sip drinker, shame on you.
Get out.
Just leave us.
So, National Fruit at Work Day, it's also World Vegetarian Day.
What? I thought that was not what that said. That is definitely what that said. I thought it was World Vegetable Day.
So, this is a lifestyle I don't think we condone.
This really isn't. You need to eat some kind of meat. If you're not choking, you're not enjoying it.
That's right.
Gob down some meat. Put that in your mouth hole.
Or at least king syrup.
Maybe not. That's not really, unless you have meat in it.
Mm-hmm.
Do they put meat in king syrup?
I think it is
they
made
would have
from.
To.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's for the king. The king eats meat.
Mm-hmm. King
what
of
do, you, do you think the vegetarians started because they were poor and they're like, well, we can't afford meat, right? The king gets it all. Let's just eat vegetables.
That would make a lot of sense, actually. Yeah.
That and cannibalism.
Well, yeah, you know.
You know, oh,
first come, first
my
serve.
Son's sick. I'll just eat him. That'd be cool. Oh, mommy is sick now. Oh, I guess we'll just eat her. That's dinner for a week. She's got thick bones.
Ooh,
yeah.
Good stew.
That's a stew. Those are some stew bones is what those are. We'll eat those.
This will keep, too.
You remember in those old cartoons when they take the bones and use them as toothpicks?
Yeah, I don't get that.
Wasn't that in, I almost said Food Lion, Lion King?
Yes, in
the
hyena scene, yeah.
Yeah, they were like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's not how bones are. Unless they're like chicken bones.
They don't
like
get
very
super sharp like that.
No.
Unless you sharpen them. But I didn't see no grindstone. You're not fooling me.
And, like, as a kid, I assumed every single bone had, like, the two, like, butt ends.
The two knobs?
Yeah. Every single bone was like that. Except, like, your brain. Or, like, your skull. Yeah. You know, your brain bone. Yeah. Yeah.
The one singular bone.
Just sticking out.
Yeah. That's holding your brain together. Like a toothpick, really.
Yeah.
It's like a toothpick, and you got Sketty wrapped around it. And that's your brain.
Don't cut it up.
No.
It's got to be extra long.
You got to slurp that. Oh, vegetarian dick, get out of here with that nonsense. We don't need that. Who's that for? Forget them. That's what I say.
So, can vegetarians eat jelly beans? Because
gelatin in it. And gelatin is made out of bones.
Right. Right.
So, no.
Okay.
Same with Pop-Tarts, the candy Pop-Tarts.
Really?
There's gelatin in Pop-Tarts.
Is that the gel that's inside, like the hair gel that's inside of Pop-Tarts?
Yeah, that's the hair gel they put in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The L.A. styles.
Yeah. They put, what's that one, that really old one that's like, it like comes in a yellow one, it's like stuck or something.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Is that really old hair gel?
Spiked?
It might be spiked. It's really old hair gel, and I always thought it was very edgy. I was like, oof, that's like close to a bad word. I thought. Maybe like darn stuck. Oh, you stuck darn good, boy.
I just remember like the box. I can see the box advertisements and stuff.
We had a friend, and he had Liberty spikes.
Really?
Yeah, every day he would do his Liberty spikes. And that's what he used, was that hair gel, and that's why it reminded me of that.
Man, his hair gel quota had to be, much he had to spend.
It was very expensive.
Wow.
He had a lot of spance on it. He had to get a loan for it.
Really?
Yeah, he had a tub.
Well, you know, it's a lifestyle you gotta commit to, I guess.
Well, now he doesn't have none.
What, hair?
Yeah. It all fell off. Clean fell right off. All them Liberty spikes. Liberty's gone.
There's a roller coaster, isn't it? He took him clean off his head.
I hate to see it. Just shaved him clean. Lickety split. Poor guy.
The doctors couldn't save his hair.
No. It came off as a helmet. And they tried to reattach it and weave it in the skin. And it would not take.
Man.
You hate it.
Bad graft.
Windows down. Bye. Later, helmet. That was a safe boy, though. You couldn't put him in a room with balloons. That's for damn sure.
Was he scared of them?
Yeah.
Shit.
He popped them so much. It just sounded like, oh, he was terrified of them. I would be. Wouldn't I? I am.
Thank you for asking that question, me.
Yeah. I knew that answer right quick.
That is it for the Tuesdays.
Oh, hell yeah. We're off to a good start.
Very good start.
I'm proud. I'm also very happy. Something that was brought to my attention... and this is for anybody who's interested, you should be, boy and girl alike.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Pornhub has, this was a while ago. Pornhub, I think. Pornhub has released a device, and it's called the Wank Band.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what it is, from my knowledge, every yoink sesh,
mm-hmm.
you gain a little bit of power from that sweet motion that everybody loves. And you can use it to power your devices and charge devices.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, I want one so bad. Just not okay. I'm not a freak or
right,
something,
right.
You know, whatever. I want to know how it works. I want to sign up for this petition to get it started and get it going.
You know what? We're scientists here. Okay,
we are. We do science. Welcome to science, science country USA.
So what I want to know, you know how a lot of people have multiple backup battery devices in case they run out of power on their phone or something like that.
Oh, I've got a this to charge it.
Right. I feel like you would only need one of this.
Oh, you would have to. You have multiple, you're not using them alone. That's all I'm going to say.
Really?
Well, think about it. If you're charging one yourself.
Right.
You got one in your left hand. What's charging that one? You're not, I mean, unless you're Jersey Shore and you're just fist pumping like a madman.
Right.
Maybe that's why it's not a thing yet, because they're afraid that the Jersey Shore will take it. Be like, oh, yeah, it's the, I don't know a Jersey accent.
I don't know either, no.
I'll just go with this one. Oh, yeah, it's a Jersey fist pumping bracelet. It's the pump-ums.
Pump-ums.
Yeah. It's the pump-ums.
They're passing them out to all the hot new nightclubs.
The hot new tan bods.
Yeah.
That's what they're called. Yeah, they're just handing them out. They're pumping away, ruining the product. Ugh, come on, copyright. What are you doing? We need the wank band, please. I wish they called it like a yoink band. Yoink is a much better word.
I feel like it gets stolen from yoink? Stores. Yoink.
Let me just yoink that real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, wank band is probably better.
It says here, of course, the amount of power generated might most definitely not be sufficient to charge your smartphone up 100%.
Well, not with that attitude, it won't.
So, I know they say it's bad to leave your phone plugged up at night.
Is
because
it?
It's supposed to, yeah, apparently.
Oh, I do that.
Or, like, if you plug it up at night, or if you have it on charge past 100% after it's already fully charged, it'll ruin the phone.
This is news to me.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Steve Jobs, what the fuck? What are you doing?
I feel like it being in 2019, like we're in 2019, power banks have come a long way. We can hold a lot of energy now.
Oh, we can, just so much.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Why don't they ever make one that's like, oh, you've charged all the way to 100%, charger turned off?
Like, I don't know.
Come on now, it's like you said, we're in 2019. Why is that not a thing yet?
We have to conserve.
It charges all the way up and it's like, we're done, and it turns off the charger until you hit like 90, and then it charges up to 100, and then it like goes down. That way you're not like, you know, just overclocking your shit.
Yeah, your GPUs and your iframes.
You can't have that. Your Dittmans are going to fall out. Mm-hmm. Then what are you left with, huh? Embarrassment. God, get with it.
So this is still in beta testing. So it's been in beta testing for like 4 years now.
I would like to... Well, there is an application, right, that we can fill out to get this wank ban going.
Yes. Name, email, and why we want to be beta testers.
Here's a good one. We want to be the spokesperson of the wank ban. We want to be the ones who talk. I cannot think of the word. Spokesman. Yeah. No. Official spokesman.
Okay.
Of the wank ban. Okay. We want to be wankman.
Wankman.
Yeah.
Not workman, wankman.
Wankman.
Okay.
Will Wankman.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to be. I want to be a Wankman. I want to support this product and bring it to the glory it deserves. It should get wanked to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Just wank it up.
Do you think it'll be like a smartwatch or something like that? It's like, hey, new video just went up. It already has a million views.
Oh, wow. That's a very good idea. It can. It can double as one. You know those things where like they go like this and it's like... Whoop.
For those of you at home, that was
the screen that goes up on your arm.
Yeah, on your forearm. Yeah. The ads that Amazon always has or whatever, where it's like, oh, here's the next new cool phone, and it's like a full
like a sleeve.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a hologram,
and
it's like, shoop.
And it's an iPhone it's also.
Like, whoa, hold up, what's that sweet gadget? What if that's what the wank band is? You yoink it, and it goes. Here's your video, sir. And then you're like, oh, sweet. But then you got to follow it with your head.
Motion sickness is going to be a real problem with that one.
Yeah. I think that's why they made Oculus Rift, right? Mm. Or like the Visions goggles.
Yep, that's it.
I cannot think of that word either, huh?
VR.
VR, virtual reality. Man, words are tough today. I tell you, I cannot get with it.
So like, there's other... I'm kind of equating this to like an app. Where games where they have like an activity meter where you can only play it so many times per day.
You get a wank limit?
For this device.
I guess that would be fair. That could be why you need multiple.
I mean, you could do extra credit, but you're not getting the extra
charges.
You have
to sign up for it.
You would probably have to sign up for it.
Like,
and sign
put
a waiver.
In for overtime. Be like, hey, can I get overtime this week? I need, it's been a rough week. I need some extra wanks in there.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Me and Sarah are not doing great, so.
I need a little love from Jill. For those of you that don't get that joke, if you hold your hand, it spells Jill. If you, J-I-L-L, it's Jill.
Do you think there'll be like a warning on it? Be like, hey, easy.
Yeah, do not tear skin. Oh, God, please don't.
We have registered a continuous hour of...
there's a lube dispenser in the wrist that goes into the hand.
Like yeah, Spider-Man.
You Spider-Man the lube. Into your hand, and then you lube up. That way you're not... You don't want to tear skin. No one wants that.
No.
God.
No.
God doesn't want it.
No. God doesn't want any of this,
that's
actually.
That's for sure. That's for darn sure. Oh, I want to be a wankman, Kyle. I need to contact Pornhub.
Actually, I have a form right here we can fill out.
Yes, please.
Name.
Do you put my Christian name? Do you know? Remember it?
I don't.
It's Ian.
Okay.
I say it at the beginning of the show.
Let me do how we do podcast.
I'm gonna say my last name, and can you beep it and put a different, like, silence it and put a different last name so that nobody knows who I am?
Yeah.
Okay, Kuntz. and then just cover that up with like a different name,
such
like,
as
Wombs.
Okay, got it.
All right, because that's what I want my name to be. Because I privacy is important. Okay, when do not yank it.
This is a double blind clinical trial. Yeah. So we can't know if we have a band that actually does something.
Yeah.
So
this is a no yank zone, mm-hmm. but it is a full wank zone. Okay. No yanking, all wanking. God, I want this device, Kyle. I want to hook it up to a generator, and I want to feed that generator the power given to this device.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make a power cycle.
So like plugging in an extension cord into itself type power cycle, like where it's continuously.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a constant feed of power. Oh, but my arm would get so tired. I would be such a worn out boy.
This is when the training.
This is when, yep.
Yes.
Training takes place. Day one, wank band gets in. I'll be wankman for life.
So, they want us to tell them why you should be a beta tester.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready, yep.
I feel that it is important that this product, let me know if you catch up,
mm-hmm.
gets the recognition it truly deserves. I will be the official spokesman of the...
I don't know how to spell recommendation. Recommendation.
Recognition.
Recognize. I'm sorry. Recognize.
It's RECOGNITION. Recognition. Got it. I think I fucked that up, but just bear with me here. Autocorrect should take care of it, right?
Yes, we're good.
Recognition that it deserves.
That it deserves.
I aim to be.
Mm-hmm.
How much characters I got? Oh, it doesn't. Oh.
Yeah, sorry. I started doing speech to text.
That's good. Okay.
Out of nowhere. So,
we can speech to text this thing.
Okay. And we can cut a lot of this out.
Where
too.
Am I at?
I feel that is important.
Okay. It truly deserves, period. I will take the task of becoming the official spokesperson for the Wank Band, period. This is a journey I am willing to take. All on my own, period. Do not doubt me. I, Ian, will take this responsibility to the people that need to hear it, period. From all of us at the How We Do podcast, we thank you for your service, comma, and peace be with you. Heart. Fuck. It did. It actually wrote heart. Fuck yeah. That. I should have said heart emoji.
Hold on. I have to go back and do not doubt me.
Yeah. So that's
insert
my
name.
That's my speech, everyone. I want to become a wankman so bad. Kyle, this is my dream. I was born to wank.
And I am not here to let anything stand in your way of achieving this goal.
Good. Then it's settled. Set in stone, some would say.
Okay, I'm just reading over
mm-hmm.
the from all. Yeah, we're good. Oh wait, I have to capitalize how we do, just so they know that we're like a registered trademark and all that stuff.
Of course, they need to know that we're legit, too legit. Yeah. Some would say to become Wankman.
All right, and submitted. Cool.
All right.
So hopefully we'll get it in the mail in a couple of days. I guess.
I hope
I don't know.
So I hope I get it today.
Yeah.
Tonight maybe. You know, get to try that out.
Cockroaches.
We've had an infestation.
We got them.
We gotta kill the cocks. Let me tell you, we need a final solution on how to kill these roaches.
I think it was Saturday morning or afternoon, whatever.
Yeah, fucking deal. We don't care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
It's morning, afternoon. Fuck it. It's a whole day. Get off of it. Quit yanking my dick. Go ahead.
So I walked to the kitchen to get something to drink, and there is a upside down cockroach. Is he still back there?
He might be. Was he a floater? Was he dead on his back, or is he just stuck?
I think he was stuck.
Oh no.
He was a turtle.
I turtled it.
And I picked him up, and he moved. I had like a paper towel and everything because I was gonna like throw them away. And
just throw them out. Throw them in the trash.
And then the next day, I heard the cat going crazy. Apparently, he found yet another cockroach. And this one was so much bigger.
How much bigger, Kyle? Give me a change size.
Change size? Oh my god, he had to be like a Susan B. Anthony half dollar.
No fucking way.
Yeah. Not circumference wise, but like from like tail to tip, I guess. Ooh. Yeah, it was pretty big. So I mooshed him with a flip flop, and
did you flop him or did you just like push him down?
Oh, I pushed him down.
Okay,
like I had like something to push against that was very sturdy. So I just
was it know. A ground? Was it the ground?
It was a ground and like a chest or like a table.
Is that why you leg. Were looking in the chest the other day?
Yeah, or no, I was trying to put away a DVD that I could not find a case for. So. That's a homeless.
Just throw in the chest. Yeah, fuck it.
That's a homeless Blu-ray in the chest right now.
He'll find his fun.
So yeah, I wouldn't call it an infestation, but it's definitely a problem.
Well, my thought is this: it's getting colder, right?
It is.
Things are gonna want to move inside. They're gonna move inside. But guess what? No rent. No fucking. I can't think of anything wrong with rent. No rent. No scent. Get your scent out of here.
So bug bombs then.
Bug bombs. That's how we're gonna do it. You know what? If you're not paying rent, get out. I'm no freeloader. You're not allowed to freeload here.
No.
No, sir.
At least let us use your Netflix or something.
At least bring something to the table. You know? If you're gonna sit here and eat our trash, take it out.
Or use our deck.
Or use our deck. Smoke a stogie. If you're gonna go out there, smoke a stogie.
Yeah.
Or just at least brush leaves off.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting tons of them. Fall's coming. Winter, hopefully better than fall, because fall's... There's nothing good about fall. No notable things.
Mm-mm. I mean, we have a plant out there. At least water the plant.
Do something, please. The last thing I need is to wake up and just see you big chilling on my floor.
Mm-hmm.
That's my floor.
Staring at me in the face when I wake up? That's not what I want.
Come on, man. Would you like that if I did that to you? No, you probably wouldn't.
Mm.
So I won't either.
So I agree that it's like it's about to get colder.
Oh yeah.
Much
colder. Winter's coming, some would say.
Yeah. I feel like ladybugs do this as well. And other bugs.
And stink bugs. Oh, especially up in Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
So many stinkies. You forget that. Mm-hmm. Fuck all that. I have not seen a single stink bug since we moved to the beach.
I haven't either, now that you mention it.
They're not sea creatures.
Shit.
Tell you what are, though. Corkrunches.
Yep.
They're fucking loving the beach. They love that salt water.
Indestructible. They're indestructible.
They are. There's no final solution for stink roaches.
Mm-mm.
Just fucking get out, please. Send us ideas. We need to nip this in the bud.
We can't have this podcast studio infested.
We can't. That's the last thing we need. I'll take some responsibility. I left food in my room. I fucked it. Welcome, roaches. I fucked it and I made you a bed and you laid in it. But guess what? Time to catch that bed on fire.
Yeah.
I don't want you in my bed no more. Please leave.
So is that what we do? We just torch it?
Oh, can you imagine how bad smelling a fiery roach is? That's gotta smell real bad, huh?
I mean, I feel like that's a delicacy in some places, you know?
It would have to be.
Yeah.
I mean, people eat some weird shit, right? We've eaten some weird shit.
Yeah.
Oh, but maybe that's what I bring for the Christmas dinner.
Oh, yeah, just fresh roaches from
our homegrown studio. Roaches.
Yeah.
This is our homegrown roach.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you like it. Eat up. Oh, you can send in ideas for what I'm going to bring for the Christmas dinner, please. That would be cute.
Or not.
Or don't. But please do. I would very much like that. So yeah, I have no idea how to combat these roaches, Kyle.
So you said there's possibly one in here right now?
There is. I think he's under my amp.
And he's fucking rocking out with his...
He is rocking out with his roach out. Rock out with his cockroach out.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
God. You think they'd share? Share the roach? No. No, they say.
Nope.
Just get it.
Pass it to the left, don't you?
Well, you'd hope.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He just sits under my amp all day roaching. Come on.
No fucking job.
Be a guy. Be a cool dude. That's all I ask. Just be cool. You hear me? Can you hear me back there, you piece of shit? I will cut you down. Lay a hand on you. Sorry, you had to see that side of me.
It's okay. It's totally understandable.
It doesn't come out often. But when it does, boy, does it. Please tell us how to get rid of these roaches.
Please.
Lemon drops, maybe.
Or just not fire. I mean, yes, fire will work, but that's a last resort at this point. But
then we got to pay for all the damages these roaches cause. And we just can't have that. I can't afford that. No one can. Really. I'm done. I'm done talking about these roaches. These roaches are killing my vibes. I need something to lift me up, Kyle. Raise me up to the heavens.
Would that be Saxzone?
Touchdown!
What's up, everybody? This is the Saxzone here. We're Sackin' Zone all day. Let's talk about some football. Some mm-hmm. stuff that I don't care about. So this week, we got our lineup from Jarrett. So our Monday game. Kyle, let me ask you a question.
Yes, please ask me a question.
How do you feel about them Atlanta Hellcats?
I feel like they're doing pretty well this year.
They are.
But their quarterback isn't so hot this year.
No. Burt Cramson he's not holding down. He's throwing wide bombs, mm-hmm. some would say. He's throwing wide bombs. No one's going to catch out there. Mm-hmm. You got to have a wide running back. They have an inner running back, Craig Gimmels. Mm-hmm. He's not going out wide. You cannot have that man running that way. It's a bad bit.
He did just get a new contract, though.
With who? So,
with the Atlanta Hellcats.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
What, the upgrade?
Yeah, upgrade, yeah.
Oh, wow. You got that fucking plat.
They're giving him $35 more this year.
That's like a whole dinner, man.
Yeah, dude.
He gets to eat an extra meal. Mm-hmm. God, lucky bastard. You see their competition this Monday night football?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Tulsa Bad Boys.
Ooh.
Yeah. They're coming swinging out of the gates. Tulsa Bad Boys and the Atlanta Hellcats. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait. They're going to pit Bingy Beamums all on that field, man. He's throwing heat.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
I can't even, sometimes it's hard for me to catch that ball with my eyes. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine how they catch it with their hands.
The camera operator's doing a very good job this year.
I'm very impressed. Mm-hmm. So, Kyle, Monday night game. Who do you got?
I'm going Hellcats.
You're going Hellcats?
I'm going Hellcats. They're at home, so, you know.
They're at home. It's going to be hard for the Bad Boys to play in that heat. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to take the Bad Boys. I think I'm taking Bad Boys this week.
They haven't won yet, but when they do, it's going
to
be big.
I like to think that it's not their fault they aren't winning. It's definitely the other team's fault. They're just playing better.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that the Bad Boys are up to par. Mm-hmm. It's getting some bad breaks.
But I feel like the Bad Boys are always destined to lose anyway.
Bad Boys do normally lose, mm-hmm. but you love to see them win. When you do, it's a party.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a party I am willing to wait for. All right, so just want to mark that one down.
Yep, got that one.
You got Hellcats. I got Bad Boys. Let's talk about our Wednesday night game, Kyle.
Okay.
Who we got on the home field?
We have the Carolina Cats.
Ooh, Carolina Cats. Haven't seen a lot from them lately. They've been kind of in the underground. They played a couple other teams, but no real shows of strength. A lot of mm-hmm. close games. Close, mm-hmm. low-scoring games.
And they're playing the Greenbrier Gladiators.
Ooh, so. The Gladiators. The Glads and the Cats. You'd mm-hmm. love to see that matchup. Rivals, some would say.
Very, yeah, yeah.
They get very into it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Bill Bingham, he was throwing some heat down there, down on the Cats.
Mm-hmm.
He's throwing wide bombs and inner bombs. I don't know.
So many bombs.
You rarely see that.
L-bombs.
F-bombs.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
They have to hide the kids when the F-bombs come out.
Mm-hmm.
But hey. That's football.
That's why they play it at night.
It's past bedtime, past
mm-hmm.
curfew.
Mm-hmm.
God, who you got this week, Kyle? It's a toughie.
It is. I'm going Gladiators because also they're home at the Coliseum this year or this week. So,
Glads, yeah. Damn, man, it's gonna be a close game. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'll take Glads as well.
Okay.
Glads and Cats. It's a classic lineup.
Safe pick.
I'm taking Glads. Mm-hmm. All right, and then our Thursday night game. We got the Bronston Pings. They're coming in. They're slaying. Their defense looking stiff.
Mm-hmm.
They got a stiff D. And you know what? I can't think of a better team to play against them.
Van.
A better team than the Charleston Chews.
Ooh, see, here's the thing. They're very stretchy.
They're
hard to tackle.
They are.
They're so hard to tackle.
They'll stretch right around that D. They'll mm-hmm. wrap around that D, go up and down.
No mercy.
Nothing.
Nope.
You know, it's going to be a tough one. That's going to be a real tough one. And I, you know what, Kyle? I'm going to let you pick for me because I don't know who to pick.
You have to go Charleston Shoes.
Charleston Shoes?
You have to go Charleston Shoes.
Shoes for days.
Mm-hmm.
God. That's going to be a tough one.
Although, one of America's oldest teams.
Our next game, that's going to be a fucking blowout. You kidding me? Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
That's our Friday night game. Miami Dolphins versus the Kruger Killmongers. I cannot wait to see that game. I want to see heads roll, Kyle.
Heads will roll.
Killmongers versus the Dolphins? Fucking get real. Get fucking real. Dolphins can't play for shit. Mm-mm. I'm one of their biggest fans. I would know.
Very,
right?
Very big fan, yeah.
But I got to pick the Killmongers this time. No doubt about it. Dolphins may be home.
But still, Killmongers are playing really great.
They really are.
They're coming off a very good win.
Ted Tabuscus, yeah. He's their fucking running back, and he is throwing yards down. Picking up yards, putting them down. That's all he's doing. Game after game after game. I'm ready to see a shutout again. Killmongers for days.
Yeah, I'm going Killmongers as well.
Finally, Saturday night game. Kyle, who we got on home? That's right, the Dallas the Dallas Dingbats. It was right there on the tip of your tongue. I can see how they get, because they got the Cowboys and then you got the Dingbats.
Mm-hmm.
The Dingbats, unlike the Cowboys, are very successful. They have a few movies to start with.
They do.
Dingbats. Dingbat on Hell, Dingbat in Space. You know, it's gonna be really hard to fight against that.
Well, when you're playing against the Wyoming Wombats, it's a really tough matchup.
Ding and Wom.
Yeah.
Dingbat, Wombat. It's going to be fucking bats are flinging. You think you'd watch a baseball, but guess what? That's football, baby.
A lot of football games are determined by, like, the quarterbacks. If they're down a lot, you know, they're really trying to, you know, slinging that rock out there. Yeah. But this really comes down to the kickers.
Oh, really?
It does, yeah.
Who do they got this year? Which kicker do the Wombats got?
Sank Tibbins.
I heard he can kick a football over a mountain.
He can kick a whole house down.
A whole house, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What's the story? How big?
This matters. Townhouse.
A whole town? That's like a three-story house.
But here's the thing. It's all of them.
it's the whole stretch.
Like, it's all like eight townhouses.
Basement and all?
Mm-hmm.
Straight out the ground.
Attic, everything.
God damn. Yeah.
Like it was never there.
You see, you'd think that he'd be in jail for kick crimes.
That's where they got him.
Picked him up out of jail?
Mm-hmm.
What is this, that Adam Sandler movie that got redone?
No. Inspiration from, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
He's a jailbird. Jailbird playing for the Wombats. Who you got? Dingbats, Wombats?
Wombats.
Wombats for days? Mm-hmm. That kick is going to mean a lot.
It really is.
I'll hold out for the Dingbats. I'll hold out this week for the Dingbats. They've let me down before, Kyle, but I've got a feeling that they might bring it back. And I'll be impressed.
They're very notorious for coming back in the third inning, so.
Yeah, they've definitely pulled through.
Mm-hmm.
Never won a game, but never. They've definitely come back.
Ever. In the 10 years they've been in the league.
I don't
never
know
won a
how
game.
They're still... it's death ball, some say. If you don't win a game, this is their last year to win a game. Poor team's wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean shut down. You know what I mean. Put on the fucking block.
But it's really encouraging to see their fans come out and want to play on the team when their whole team just gets decimated year after year.
You love to see them try.
Mm-hmm.
But you hate to see them fail. But they always do. That's what happens when you get a bad coach. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Last year's coach, you remember him?
I don't.
Train Kingdoms?
Oh, yeah.
He fucked up.
Fucking off the rails.
He was. Throwing clipboards, breaking players. You ever see him break a player over his knee?
Mm-mm.
He got that mad one year. Took the clipboard, chucked it, said, fuck it, I don't need that. Took a bite out of it. And he grabbed their quarterback, Smangnemums.
Mm-hmm.
And he fucking snapped him over his knee. End of his career. Boy, can't run for nothing.
All of them.
He can't run for spit.
Did he go for like a knee or like an arm or just...
Straight in the back. Oh, just God. Like folded him up like an envelope.
You hate to see it happen.
You do. Oh, I felt so bad for him. But hey, that's the sack zone. That's football, baby. Go on back to the show now.
Touchdown!
And we're back.
So... Boston Dynamics. You've heard of them, right?
I've heard tale.
Have you seen the very creepy robot?
Oh, I love that
dog
thing.
That they have.
That's such a cool creation.
Is it?
Well,
does it scare you at all? Because it scares me a lot.
It worries me, but I would not say scares.
Okay.
I am very worried.
Mm-hmm.
What's next? Robot horse? That's like a big dog. I don't want that. Can you imagine?
If they ever come up with like the horse model, this will be like the horse junior model.
Horse junior and horse senior.
The elder horse. So now you can buy this. There's no price point.
That's how they get you. That's how they lure you in. Like, what's the price? We don't know.
How much are you willing to pay for this robotic horse dog?
What do you think it is?
I would pay $40 for it.
40?
Yeah.
40 50, smackers.
Maybe as much as 60 on the high end.
It's an investment right there.
It really is.
It's a down payment.
Yeah. What about you?
I'd be too worried to pay. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what's in my price range. You know, can I just get a foot maybe?
Okay.
Can I get a leg that I can animatronic it?
Okay.
And maybe see, maybe there's no head on it.
Oh no.
It's got no brain. Maybe that makes it safe. You know, because you start giving robots brains, they start thinking of things.
Yeah, we can't have that.
No, we got to take the brain out. That's why it ain't got no head. Then what do you know is the butt? What's the butt?
I think the butt is where you plug it in. Possibly. We don't know. We don't know.
We don't, because we don't own one.
Exactly. Not yet.
I kind of would like to, but I'm also very worried, like you said.
So it says, last month we started delivering robots to customers as a part of the early adopter program. They're adopting these
things. It's not a rescue dog. It's a built dog. They built this dog for one purpose, and that's to slay. And now they're calling it an adoption? Come on, get real.
Who rescued who?
Yeah, who's rescuing who here? You hate to see it happen.
My other dog is a robot dog.
Mm-hmm. And he rescued me.
Mm-hmm.
Get your facts straight.
He chose me.
He chose me.
According to TechCrunch, this is worth tens of thousands of dollars.
Get real. All they ever do is beat it up. No wonder they had to adopt it. Be like, they rescued it from the creators of it.
Yeah, hitting it with hockey sticks and slamming doors in its face.
Come on.
Rude.
That's so not cool. What do you think he says in binary? You think he ever talks shit?
Always got to, yeah.
Fucking owners, but it's all coming out like 11001.
We cannot say stuff like that on the air.
You're right, I'm sorry.
Like, this is a podcast, this is free and everything, but like we kind of have to watch what we say.
I apologize to all who are actually offended.
So what type of companies do you think would be buying this thing?
IKEA?
Actually,
IKEA would make a shitty one that you would have to assemble. They'd be like, here's your dog, and it comes in a box, and you gotta put it together, and it's all made with like loose parts.
They don't label the legs at all, so it's just like, it's going in circles and like all this stuff.
It's got two short legs. It doesn't go straight. IKEA would just have a loose leg dog.
It gives you two extra legs. You're like, what the fuck do I do with this?
The last person I want to get a hold of it, you know who he is, Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Last fucking person I want to get a hold of this dog.
If this fucker's solar powered, are you kidding me?
He's gonna have a flamethrower on his head. And he's gonna be on Mars terrorizing the villages. Come on. What are you doing, Elon? Get fucking real.
But like, if this is what needs to be done for us to colonize Mars. So when we say colonize Mars, we don't mean colonize like we've done before.
Yeah, this ain't no Columbus. We're not Columbus 2.
Yeah. These dogs don't have smallpox.
They'll have something worse than smallpox. That was the traditional name. They had to dumb it down for English class. Do you think that'll send an army of robot dogs to Mars?
Yes.
God, that'd be terrifying.
I can't wait to see that Matthew McConaughey movie. On actual events.
God damn. That would be terrifying. You just hear them like, poof, 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 and you hear like the fire.
Yeah, and then just servos and everything whirring.
The scariest part is you wouldn't hear the whistle that makes them go, because only dogs can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So you just see them like walking and then stop, and all of a sudden they just fucking full on sprint in different directions, flame shooting out. It's like War of the Worlds.
Apparently this thing can run 1.6 meters per second. I don't know what that is in American. So.
1.6 meters.
Yeah, that's...
So 1 meter is 3 foot about. It's about a yard, which is 3 foot.
Okay.
It's a couple inches off. So that's 3 feet a second.
I don't know what that is in miles per hour.
Well, you figure if you're going 60 miles an hour, right? That's a mile a minute.
Right.
And a mile a minute would be 1/60th of a second, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're moving... I don't fucking know. There's 5,000... There's 5,800... Or there's 5,200...
28 minutes.
I hate you. There's 5,280 feet in a mile.
Okay.
So if you think about it, that's very slow.
I can just look this up.
I think... I think that's very slow. That has to be like 5 miles an hour.
That sounds about right.
I would hope any faster than that and it'd be a terrorist act. It would be anarchy in the streets. These robot dogs. What do you got? What is it?
So 1.6 meters per second is 3.5 miles per hour.
Okay. Thank God it's not over five.
So
you can outwalk this dog.
You can? So that's walking speed.
I think walking speed is five.
Oh, let's look that up too.
Actually, I don't know. That's kind of slow. I think that we walk at like a mile an hour.
Yeah, that seems about...
The average person runs at probably 5 miles an hour.
Well, average walking speed is about 3.1, so...
Okay, so yeah, you're a little bit faster than
underwalking
this dog, but you are overrunning it. It cannot run past 3.5, right?
Right. But here's the thing. He's pulling the entire time, and he can't pull. You have to be like, hey, no.
You're right.
I walk you. Yeah.
You walk him. He don't walk you. Mm-hmm. That's the law of the land. Mm-hmm. You got to get that straight. Don't feed him for a week.
No.
Cut him off to power.
Or at night.
No wank ban for him. Fucking get real. You don't get your wank today. That sounds bad. Don't wank the dog.
Don't wank the dog.
You walk the dog, not wank the dog.
That's a yo-yo thing, I feel like.
Sicko. It is a yo-yo. I used to yo-yo.
Really?
I used to be a yo-yo guy.
I tried it. Couldn't get into it.
Oh, I was pretty good at yo-yos. Yeah. I fucking loved them. I used to have a collection of like yo-yos that I would get out of the school book fair.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, whoosh, look at this sick trick. And I'd try to do this cool thing. And it'd go get tangled. I'd be like, well, I almost got it. And then I'd give up yo-yoing for a little while. And then I picked up Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, that's the logical step, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yo-yo to Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah.
It's only one yo. Yu-Gi-Oh. You cut a yo out and add a couple of yugis in there.
Jeez.
That was the fucking life. Dark magician, fucking get real.
God, OP as shit.
Learn it.
So apparently this thing also has a 30x optical zoom camera.
Where? It doesn't have a head.
It's got a light bulb type thing.
That looks so much worse than I thought it was. Is that a grabber?
That is a grabber, yeah.
It can grab?
A four-prong
You
grabber.
Don't want a robot dog that can grab.
But here's the thing, it's like a snake head. So
that's a worse thing.
It's terrifying.
Put him down. We don't need these things. Take him out of the shed, Old Yeller him.
I feel like a lot of companies are going to go for this. Apple's going to want them.
The iDog?
The iDog, yeah.
I could see that. You don't want an old dog that falls apart, right? You don't want no old piece of shit. Get the iDog.
And this dog also has protection against shock, water, and dirt.
Shock, water, and dirt?
Mm-hmm. Capable of operating in sub-zero temperatures also. Unlike
normal dogs.
Analog dogs.
Yeah, and unlike manual dogs. This is an automatic dog. Manual dogs lock up. You change your oil every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Automatic dogs, they self-lube. Much like the wank band. Spider band.
And then you'd be shooting ropes.
Yeah, you're just fucking roping. Roping dope.
So, I hate to fill out another form on this podcast. Especially this show.
Yeah, you hate to do more than one.
But are we gonna...
I would not mind inquiring about sale of this dog.
Okay. Am I using your name for this as well?
You can.
Okay.
I will let you.
Same first name?
Mm-hmm.
What last name would you like?
Did you use the fake name for my wank band?
I just used the first name. So.
Oh, you didn't do last?
I did not do last.
Okay. My last name, make it Wigsmer.
Spelled phonetically?
Yeah.
Okay.
Spelled fantastically. Do I need to make a speech for this one too? I hope not.
It just says tell us about your application. That's about it. Are we interested in developing Spot?
Huh?
This thing is called Spot, by the way. Like the dog, you
remember know. Remember that movie C-Spot Run?
Mm-hmm.
About the kid in the graveyard? He was in a graveyard at one point. I think the dog was locked in a
graveyard?
He was.
In a coffin in the graveyard.
I'm pretty sure he was locked in a, what are those ones? Mausoleum.
Oh, okay.
He's locked in a mausoleum in the movie.
Hmm.
God, it's a crazy movie.
Yikes.
I do not care about developing this demon dog.
Okay, so that's a no then. Then
tell us about this application. We just want to get it.
We just want to
get it.
We just want to test this for possible podcast applications.
Tell us about your application. Please.
Come on.
Just give us a shot, you know?
It's just one.
What do you got to lose, right?
We're not going to make it into a sex bot, okay?
No, we will not.
It's
not
like all the parts are there and you just have to reconfigure them somehow.
I swear, I don't even own a drill. I don't even own a drill to put a hole anywhere.
We have one screwdriver and we don't know which one it is.
Yeah, it's just a long bar. It doesn't even have a tip on it. It's a bad wrench.
We got a rubber hammer. What the fuck are we doing?
Yeah, you can't kill nothing with that. Self-defense, please. Get real.
So, like, if this thing attacks us, then we're screwed.
You have to lock the doors and hope.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Put him outside. Put him on a leash.
What's that gonna do?
Walk him down the street on a leash. Just wave to your neighbors. Hey, just walk my dog.
What kind of dog is that? No, it's a...
The only bad part about it is you have to carry shit with you, so you can pretend like he's shit, be like, I picked up his shit. And they're like, what? That's human shit in your hand.
Or just, like, grab a bunch of wires that you don't use anymore.
Just, bundle them up.
She's like, I don't know, man.
He's got a problem. It's his new food. He doesn't like solar power. It's bad for his stomach.
He can't have it all the time. It's a sometimes food.
Yeah, it's a treat.
The sun is a sometimes food.
I don't know. You write whatever you want in there.
All right. I'll think about it after the podcast then. Because I feel like we're going to need to convince them.
We have to sell them. We need a hard sell them on something that we can do.
Yeah.
But we can put a pin in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just put a pin in it.
Okay.
I think this about does it. You know, we had a good run. Thank you. Thank you all for joining us on this limited edition episode that only comes once every couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is also the start of a better thing called us.
This is us, the podcast.
Welcome to the better place. So thank you all for coming out. I hope you all enjoyed this rendition of the How We Do podcast, the self-help podcast in beautiful state of the state that we're in. Hi, my name is Ian. With me as always is Kyle.
Thank you.
You can find us on Spotify and on iTunes or where all of your podcasts are sold or taken
because
it's free. You don't got to pay for it. Just listen. Just put it in your ears and have a good time. That's all I'm asking.
And yesterday was International Podcasting Day, so...
Do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
Just do the right thing.
Reviews. We're on Twitter.
We are.
Facebook.
Wherever SoundCloud. You want us to be. We are on SoundCloud and on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, thank you, Chef. Stay golden, raise hell, praise Dale, and do it for Johnny.